Hey, welcome to Mink Life Motivation Live. I'm Monica Henderson, and today we're in this together. We're going to be talking about networking. Let's get this party started. Hey. So today's show, we are focused on just the two of us. It's me and Colleen, and you know, we're obviously co-hosts on the show. And so we're just going to dive into the conversation today about networking with the queen. I know she's supposed to be moderating, but this is her topic. So I want to give her some stage today, if that's all right with all of y'all. But don't forget, you are a part of this conversation too. It's not just the two of us, it's you as well. So go ahead and pop your information right there in the chat, just in along the bottom of the screen. We will actually put your comments so that we can have you a part of our conversation as well. Colleen, how are you doing today, my friend?
Yeah, doing great here on the East Coast in Maryland. So weather's nice.
School's
opening tomorrow, so all good. Networking around the pool, one of the great things.
Yeah, your pool is fabulous, and I am so happy that I have experienced it firsthand. So glad that the summer is coming along. Still a little rainy here in California, but it's okay. We're gonna, you know, not be buried anymore under this water soon enough. So today's topic obviously is about networking. And because you're the queen of follow-up, I wanted to ask you, why are you so passionate about helping people with follow-up?
I think the biggest thing is that I love making connections, right? I always say connections are key. And I think if you have the right connections, right, you can do anything, right? We were just talking earlier, it's like, you know, if you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, you can get anything done. So my passion over the last 20 plus years has really been helping people get connected to the people or resources that they need to be connected to. And along with that comes follow-up, right? And if you think of follow-up is just that next connection that they need to make, that's when it all changed, at least for me, right? So a lot of people go, oh, I suck at follow-up. And one of the things that, you know, I was like that, right? Same thing. It's like, I felt like, yes, I was making all these connections, but I felt like my follow-up quote was not as up to speed. And then when I shifted that mindset to really understand that when you think of follow-up as just that next connection to that person to build that relationship, I think that's when it all changed. So it's really about helping people understand that, have that mindset change so that, you know, they can build those connections with other people and not feel like, oh my God, I have to follow up with them to get the sale, right? It's like, and remember, you know, it takes 5+ time touches anyway. So it's like, you just start to build those touches so that you can build a great relationship. I'm all about like relationship selling versus like transactional selling. Like,
I hear you. I cannot lie. So selling something like for the sake of selling it is something that I can't do. And one of the reasons why I love one referring people to the Fall in Love with Follow-Up membership is just that. You don't have to do the cold leads. You don't have to do all the things. And so I'm passionate about sharing Colleen to the world. And why I always say I'm like, you know, president of the fan club for Colleen. Anybody who wants to join me, come on over. Because really the program that she created and that I was there to witness and support and be a part of her success team for was really about that. It was about that process of I know I have met thousands of people over the last 3 years, especially during the pandemic when it was like you would be on a Zoom call with like 50 people every single day. And so you meet thousands of people, but how many of them are you really building that relationship with? And that was where I was falling short. And so I was so excited for her to say, I think I want to do this, because I was like, yeah, let me help you create that. Because I felt like I needed that. I needed the support, and I love helping people kind of build those relationships and kind of make it easy for them to do that. And so that's why, one of the reasons why I'm super passionate about not only networking just in general, because networking does change your life. Everything that's important to me came through networking. Everybody on this who is a part of the team who put this together, I met through networking. I met Peggy through networking. I met Colleen through networking. I met my husband through networking. My daughter's school came from networking. Anything that I've ever really like needed in a time of need, I was able to reach out to someone I knew, and they were like, hey, call so-and-so or go talk to this person and have all of those things fixed. So networking for me is just, I'm super passionate about it, and I'm super excited for us to be having this conversation about networking just in general, but also about that follow-up process. Or the customer relations of it all. So with that, let's get motivated with today's topic is obviously customer relations. Why is it important to kind of build a relationship with your, like with your clients and for a professional to thrive in life and in business?
Well, there's so many reasons. Where do we start, right? So, I mean, the main reason is obviously is that know, like, trust and remember factor, right? So you want to build that relationship with them so that, because most of the people you meet are not going to need your service right away, right? You're going to meet them, and they might like if they're right looking for you right at that point, they might, right? But most of the time you think you go to networking, you're just meeting somebody for the first time. They're not going to like pull out their, you know, debit card and you know, credit card and say, hey, here, take my money right away, stranger, I don't know you, right? So, I mean, you have to start to build that relationship. And then as you build the relationship, then they will, get to know you, like you, trust you. And then as you keep going, and then once they do that, if you don't continue that relationship, they're going to forget about you, right? And think of like realtors where they have such a long sales cycle, right? They need to stay top of mind with their clients for a long time because people aren't buying a house every year, right? True. Some people would like that, but you know, most people, you know, keep it 5-7 years, right? And most of our products are probably like that, right? You have products that people aren't going to be buying on a, you know, every month, you know, if they're buying it every month, that's more transactional, right? You still need to build a relationship with that person, but that's already built in. And then once you really build that relationship and they know, like, trust, and now they remember you, then it's all about, you know, giving them that great service so that they remember, you know, they're at the point where they're like, oh my God, like Monica was saying, it's like, oh my God, like I love doing this program. And they start referring you, right? So it's all about building the relationship and doing that customer relationship and customer service piece of it so that you create those raving fans, so that you're out there, you're doing your work, but you also start to empower other people to help you build and spread your message.
Yes, yes, yes. It's so true. The one thing that I would say about kind of why the relationship part of the sales cycle, right? When we're talking about like sales cycle just in general, not only is it the transactional kind of feeling, like no one wants to feel like they're a dollar sign in your life, right? Like no one wants to feel like even your personal relationships, right? No one wants to say, oh, well, every time you need something from me, that's when you call me, but you don't care about me any other time after that. Like it is a part of natural relationship building, and no one wants to feel that way, right? When you say they're your friend, but the only time you call them is when they need something. And so the constant need to reach out to people, no matter where they are in your sales cycle, whether they're just a part of your community or network or you know, your list, if you will, which I hate when people are like, how many people you have on your list, right? But even when they're on that space versus when they are like kind of like leads, where now you're actually having conversations about possibly working together to when they actually become customers and you're trying to walk them through the journey of using your products or services to after they've used your products and services. And now they're either ready for an upsell or they're ready to move on and maybe share you with other people. If you are not engaging them along the way in that process, then it does make it really hard for you to stay top of mind, but it also makes it really hard for you to kind of gauge what's going on with them so that you're not missing opportunities. And so like that relationship needs to be there. Most people only, you know, really work with the squeaky wheel, right? They're all like, you know, the closed mouths don't get fed and the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so you got to think, you're only dealing with even your clients who are the squeaky wheel, but there's so many passive clients who are just quietly fading away or quietly disliking what you're doing or quietly mm-hmm. like not being served because you haven't heard anything from them. And so that relationship element of it and going back and touching bases with them and following up with them is super crucial for us to, you know, keep thriving in our business.
So, yeah, and everyone gets so busy, right? And I mean, I do it myself. And I was like, I was going to sign up for this thing or that thing. And I'm like, oh yeah, I want to do this. And then just get busy. You forget about it. And then it's like, oh, I guess it's too late. Or, you know, so if you're not, you know, following up and saying, hey, were you still interested? Or you know, I think that's something. And it happens, right? Even myself, I was like, I got to keep remembering that every time I like, oh, I missed that because I didn't, you know, they didn't call me to remind me, right? And then, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, I got to make sure that that's something you add in is like you send those little reminders so that people can, you know, step up. And most people like want you to ask, right?
Yes.
Ask, you know, I know that's like, you know, ask for the orders, but they always say, and it's like, sometimes for me, I was taught like not to ask as a small child. So it's been one of those things I have to overcome. But as you build that relationship, it's just a natural, you almost don't have to, you know, you get to the point where it's an obvious, are you ready to get started?
Right? Yeah.
I want to help you. Are you ready?
Or even the hey, so I finally came across this problem and I know you do this. Can you help me? If you weren't engaged the entire time, you're not the first person who pops up in that moment right. when they're like, oh, I am trying to do this now. Let me call so-and-so. Like you're not right. the so-and-so that they're going to call. It's going to be somebody else who is going to call in that. So yeah, it's super, super important. And for people like me who are connectors, like I want anytime someone to have a problem,
anything,
I want them to call me so that I can plug my friends and say, oh no, I totally have a person. And over the years I've been able to be that person. But it does require maintenance, right? The same kind of work it took you to get them is the same kind of work it takes you to keep them. So you mm-hmm. kind of have to keep engaging the entire time. We, you know, you and I can definitely talk about any particular topic in any direction for hours on end. As a matter of fact, we do a lot of that just in general on a daily basis, but we must keep this train going. So let's stay inspired and let's talk about like how kind of not following up has been an issue for us in the past. And how did you overcome it?
Yeah. Well, for me, I was going to lots of networking meetings, just like probably everyone out there, right? You go to the networking meeting, you get all the business cards at the time, or now, you know, virtual, you go and there's 50 people in chat and you gather all that information. And, you know, in the past, it was like, where do I put it, right? There was no system in place to capture that information and put it. And then you just felt overwhelmed, right? You know, there's so many people I need to follow up. And of course some of the experts out there will say, oh, well, follow up with everyone within 24 hours or they'll forget you. And I was like, oh my God, I got to do 50 people. And it just got overwhelming. And if you were like me in the past, it's like, and maybe you do this now, you just go, okay, I don't know what to do. I'm not doing it. Right. So, one of the things that we did though, is created some systems to really, help with that. Right. The other thing is, you know, they'll also say, you know, after a networking event, follow up, like take the next half hour, right? You have to schedule your follow up, right? and take the half hour after the meeting. Well, that works for some people. Didn't work for me. Cause when I go to networking events, I feel like I give all my energy, at the event. And then, so after the event, like I'm done, or the other thing is I'm off to another networking, event. So that wasn't working. And then I created a time when, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it at 2 o'clock today. I'm going to sit down, do my follow-up. It's going to be 2 o'clock. I'm going to do it. And then for whatever reason, something else would come up and get that time. And it was harder for me to keep appointments with myself. Maybe you're like that too. It's like you put it on the calendar, you try to put it on the calendar and other things come up or you just don't hold yourself accountable. And that's where I was. So what I ended up doing is like, all right, this is it. I'm going to create a time. I'm going to invite more people to come. So I'll have to show up because I know if I have a meeting with you, I'm showing up. And what we did is we created that so that I show up, they show up, we all get the follow-up done. And that was really what I think made the difference, right? Was helping and other people do it. And then also having that accountability is that, other people were there. Everyone's doing the accountability. It was fun because now we're doing it with a group of people. So it wasn't such a daunting task anymore. Right. And if you're in the middle of it and getting stuck, there's someone there to kind of say, oh yeah, I had that issue. This is what I wrote to that person. Or, you don't know what to say. You can ask someone else in the group and say, hey, how would you handle this? And they tell you, and they're like, oh, cool. And it just really helped you get into that flow. So I would say, the key thing for me, especially, is surround yourself with other people. And we do that in the Mink Life world. We surround ourselves with other people who can help keep you on track. They can, boost you up. They can celebrate you. They can be there as experts for you. You can be experts for them.
Absolutely. I, for me, it's really just... the hardest part about not following up is when you watch someone else, when you finally resurface and you finally go, okay, let me go back and talk to this person. And they go, oh, I just spent insert a dollar amount with so-and-so. And so I'm going to focus on that right now because I just signed up for that. And I don't have any space in my budget for what you're offering. That sounds fantastic, but I can't afford this right now because I just signed up with so-and-so a week ago. Dagger to the heart, right? It's like the worst feeling to have that. And so really kind of how I overcame it was essentially once Colleen had this program, I've just made it a daily part of my workday. It's 1 hour a day, going in and doing that follow-up and using the CDS technique of, hitting different platforms on different days so that you're kind of staying top of mind on all of the platforms. And reaching out to people in those those actual connections on a daily basis. That was when that really changed. And the crazy part about that was, the whole focus for me was about relationship building because that's kind of what Colleen teaches, right? It's like, so it's more about relationships and less about asking for a sale. And so it's just like, hey, it's been a while. We haven't caught up. Let's have a chat. And I had more bookings on my calendar. I had more people that I was talking to and more people was like, you know what? Actually, now I'm in the process of shifting things in my life and I'm really trying to, look at a new strategy. Maybe this is a good time to do this. Or I am looking for stages right now to get on podcasts, et cetera. So this came in just the right time. It was divine timing how this landed on my calendar. And so really kind of like adapting a systemized approach to the way that I was following up with people really helped. And I like to say that what I am good at is what I teach other people, which is kind of that like organic intelligence, which is my own intelligence, but with self-automation, right? So once I automate myself in doing activities, then it becomes a no-brainer, then it becomes autopilot, then it becomes easy. And so having Colleen to go, okay, like, where are you? Are you coming today? To kind of like prod me. or, you know, holding myself accountable to being there has really helped me kind of change my whole situation as well. So that was kind of what I did to overcome it. I did the fall in love with follow-up experience, to be honest. Okay, so let's keep networking. I know this is your favorite part of the show. So who do you need to help? Who do you need to ask for help when you are trying to overcome the mindset behind kind of this client relationship thing, like about, like, I don't want to bug people, you know, like we all have these kind of things in our heads. Like, who do you ask for help when you're trying to overcome that mindset about following up and networking?
Me? No. I don't ask me for help. Well, sometimes I do, I guess. So, but really it's those people in those groups, like I said, like, you know, the people in our Mink Life world that, you know, are out there doing it, right? They're out there at different places. And that I think that's the cool thing is that, and I do that with other people. I'm always eager to learn somebody, you know, every time I meet somebody, I'm like, well, where are you networking? Because I want to know where else there are opportunities, right? There's so many out there. And, one of the benefits of Make Life is, you know, we get access to like Go Connections, which has like over 100 different groups we can go to. And I tell people, you know, don't do what I do. I go to way too many because that's my business, right? So I need to do it so that I can then come back and tell you, oh, well, this type of client, this type of person is at that group. Is that a good fit for you? And then we'll talk about that to figure out, oh, well, that's not quite, you know, that's more, you know, maybe they're more holistic type people, or they're all analytical people and you're a spiritual person and it's just not going to be a good fit. Right. So you have to look at that when you're looking at networking. And I think it's ask people that you're connecting with, like, where's your best networking, right? Because most people will tell you, and, you know, they'll say, oh, well, I love this group, you know, or this group meets, you know, once a month, go check them out, or I made great connections over here. People are willing to do that because we're all looking to help and support each other.
So. Yeah, I would agree with that. And also say that, like, so the kind of people that you hang out with, they always say you're the sum of like the five people.
The most,
right? And so those five people, when you're asking, you know, them like, hey, where are you hanging out? Where are you networking? Or, you know, what's up? Like, what's going on? What should I go to? They're probably going to find things that are more similar to you, because the reason why you are connected mm-hmm. is because there's a similarity there somewhere. And so they may tap into one part of your zone of genius or one of your strengths, and may like steer you to more freaks like yourself, right? Like more weirdos that are the same as the two of you, right? But the other thing that I would say is a lot of the times when people kind of have like some hangups about like networking and following up and like, oh, you know, like, oh, and I get it. Cause I still am reluctant to go back in person, to be honest. So like, I do not want to network in person. Online networking is super efficient and I love it. But the reality is that we're going to be in a hybrid life, right? Like our mm-hmm. life is going to have to be in person and online. And so what I would say is definitely kind of one, ask yourself, right? Like what would make it worth it for me? And then two, when you're asking your friends who are inviting you to these places, kind of asking like, why do you like this? And what mm-hmm. makes it worth it for you to go to those things? And that might help you kind of like overcome, but then also finding like that, like my husband and I kind of talk each other into doing stuff a lot. Is like, just go for 5 minutes is the lie that we tell each other. You only have to go for 5 minutes. And then after 5 minutes, you can leave, right? And it's like, well, if I've like gotten dressed and
yeah, and you're there, you
might and all this, and I get there 5 minutes, okay, well, fine. But you know, you kind of have that like reluctancy, right? And so kind of asking someone to kind of either be your wingman or like your wingwoman to come and do it with you. I know a lot of the virtual networking we do as like wing people, and then we have little side conversations. And yeah. but like asking someone to kind of either be your accountability. So like when you are trying to talk yourself out of doing it, You can call them and say, okay, I'm trying to talk myself out of this networking event, and they can kind of talk you off the ledge and into the car, is really useful. Or asking someone to come and be your, like, your plus one or like your wing person, also really helps, to kind of like overcome that like hump of like, oh, I really don't want to do this. So that's my two cents. So ask yourself why it's worth it, and then ask your friends to keep you accountable, either by coming with you or by like supporting you on the phone as you like grudge, like drag yourself to these things. So I guess that means we're supposed to be moving on. It's time for our final tip. Thanks, Maggie, for the little nudge. Dragging us along, right? So what's your final tip for helping people boost their influence by focusing on client relations?
I think you have to set your intentions, right? We were talking about networking. So set your intentions of what you're going to do at networking. And then also, set the intentions around, like, you're going to have great follow-up. And when you're following up with someone, you know, the intentions most of the time, like I said, is just about building that relationship. And, you know, if you go at it from that perspective, of the perspective of, you know, when I'm connecting with someone, how can I serve them, right? Instead of saying, well, I need to get them to give me an answer, right? Figure out, like, what do they need to hear first in order to give you that answer? So figure out that piece, right? Of how can I serve this person? What do they need? You know, how can I build the relationship? Like Monica was saying, in the fact of like just checking in, right? And find out what's going on in their world, because, you know, maybe they'll say, oh, well, I've been sick, or we've had this, you know, or right now with graduations, right? So many people, you know, kids are graduating, things like that, and they're busy. So it's like, really look at like, how can you build that relationship and celebrate that person in order for you to really like build the relationship, which will then help you build your business.
Love that. So true. You took almost all the things that I wanted to say. Thank you very much for being awesome that way. So my one tip is really consistency is key, right? Don't beat yourself up if you are not consistent. Every day is a new day. Every day is your new year. Every day is a new start. So whatever happened yesterday, that kind of stopped you or hindered you from following up and kind of checking in with your clients, go to sleep, wake up the next day and say, hey, today's a new day, a new opportunity for me to reach out to the people I said I was going to reach out to that I didn't do yesterday. Today's the day that I get to pay reparations for the sins of my past. So today's the day that I get to correct the rights. Correct the wrongs in my life. And so just use today as that opportunity. This has been a fun show, Colleen.
Thank you. Yeah, it's what you tell people, it's never too late to follow up, right? It's never too late to reach out and connect with that person.
Exactly. It's never too late. So I'm being naughty, guys. I am trying to get this graphic going so that I could give you a visual of what Colleen has going here. And I'm just, you know, having a few words to stall while it uploads itself. But I want to give Colleen an opportunity to talk about what your announcement is for today.
Yeah. So we've been working really hard to, for the last couple of years, actually, we've been doing the Fall in Love with Follow-Up experience. And we now have like a new kind of sign-in webpage and everything for you guys to come test it out. So what we offer you guys is really just a 2-week free trial, right? We want you to come test it out for 2 weeks, right? In that 2 weeks, we're going to have a 14-day challenge that we've put together for you, so that we're going to step you through each of the processes. You're going to learn who you should be connecting with, because so many people leave out a couple categories that could really build their business. We're going to also help you understand like where you should be doing your follow-up. and get you in a system way of doing it so that those people aren't falling through the cracks. So right now, we just want you to come try it. Like, come hang out with us. You have to do your follow-up anyway. Why not come do it with us?
Yes. So you heard it here. Try level one for free. It's like I said, you really only need the first 2 weeks to really see the difference in using the program. So super excited. If you want to hang out with me, I guess I have to do my announcement now. If you want to hang out with me and spend more time with me or have any questions about all this crazy stuff that we keep talking about happening in the Mink Life universe, you can network with me. You can go to www.monicamhenderson.com/connect-call, or you can just go to monicamhenderson.com and see my little face there, and it says connect with Monica. You can click there too. Either way, it will get you to my calendar where we can hang out. I give 20 minutes to anybody who needs my support. So go there and book your time with me. And as far as the community announcements are concerned, don't forget, you can hang out with us here live on Mink Life Motivation Live every single Wednesday and Thursday. You can join the conversation by dropping your comments in the chat and being here to be awesome with the conversation. If you want to be on the show on the screen like me and Colleen, then all you have to do is go to www.minklifemotivation.com/live. I always do that. I think if you go to that one, it actually takes you there as well. So same difference. you can be on the show. The next conversation is actually supposed to be with Colleen again next week on Wednesday. So don't forget to tune in for that. And if you can't tune in, but you want to follow us while you're on the go, no worries. You can find us on all the places you can find your podcast, including Spotify. That is our show for today. Mm-hmm. So fantastic. Oh, yeah. All that's left to say is, Peggy, roll them credits. Bye-bye.